From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting anger at Saudi's execution. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic ties with Iran less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy to protest the execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. In response, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister ordered all Iranian diplomats to leave the country within 48 hours. The diplomatic crisis began Saturday when Saudi officials announced the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Al-Nimr was a prominent Shiite who had voiced criticism of the Saudi royal family. Al-Nimr was convicted in 2014 of sedition and other charges. A local official says unidentified militants attempt to storm the Indian consulate in the Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif Sunday. He said the gunmen fired rockets from a building under construction at the consulate, prompting a gunfight between security forces and the assailants. No details about casualties or damage were immediately available. Five suicide bombers from the Islamic State group attacked an Iraqi military base north of Baghdad on Sunday. Officials say at least 12 security force members were killed and 20 were wounded. The United States is criticizing Rwanda's President Paul Kagame for his decision to seek a third term in 2017. The State Department said Mr. Kagame is, in its words, ignoring an opportunity to solidify democratic institutions in Rwanda. Last month, the country voted in a referendum to change the constitution to allow Mr. Kagame to run. The Rwandan leader's term ends in 2017. This is VOA News. The battle for control of an Indian airbase near the Pakistani border entered a second night on Sunday, more than 36 hours after the compound came under attack. Authorities say at least 7 troops and 4 gunmen have been killed by nightfall and 12 others wounded. The attack on the Pathankot airbase erupted before dawn on Saturday, with analysts saying it threatens to stall recent diplomatic advances between India and Pakistan. Israel has filed murder charges against 2 Israelis for their involvement in an arson attack in the West Bank last July that killed 3 members of a Palestinian family. A 21-year-old man was indicted for murder, and a minor was charged with accessory to murder. Robert Berger has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed zero tolerance for Jewish terrorism. He told the cabinet that Israel is a state of law that will enforce the law against all perpetrators of violence and murder. Nevertheless, Palestinians believe the case exhibits an Israeli double standard. They say Palestinian assailants are quickly apprehended by Israeli security forces, while Jewish militants have carried out attacks for years with virtual impunity. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Barack Obama returned to Washington Sunday from his holiday vacation, planning to immediately impose new controls on gun sales. Mr. Obama and his family departed Hawaii late Saturday night after their annual 2-week Christmas vacation in the state where the president was born. The president plans to meet with Attorney General Loretta Lynch on Monday to discuss an impending executive order aimed at expanding background checks on gun sales. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is dismissing his appearance on a recruitment video made by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. He spoke on CBS.
I mean, what am I going to do? I have to say what I have to say. And you know what I have to say? There's a problem. We have to find out what is the problem, and we have to solve that problem.
In the Al-Shabaab video, Trump is shown at a rally calling for a temporary ban on allowing Muslims to enter the country. A group of about 100 anti-government militiamen who took over a federal wildlife center in Oregon Saturday say they are prepared to continue their standoff with authorities for years. The loosely organized group of ranchers, farmers, and survivalists are led by Ammon Bundy, whose family was at the center of a previous standoff in 2014. The militia is protesting the imminent imprisonment of 2 local ranchers. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Yeah, you're on live, baby. You're on live. Moroku kinto le wobe oni ko sowo ko sere mo deju ni o bebe e wa wo mo ton ni ko ni gba omo gan lo so pe ko si ja o wa lo tebe ho di ya 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 surprisingly omo wa lo do galala o wa pe meji ikini wa be lo tu kasa omo ele mama pa ruo mi sita 50-50 ni no shake it stop that don't be silly drop it
see your inbox
another song reflecting the views of the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Mukulukulu kimene mene kyangu maputo. Mukulukulu kimene mene kyangu maputo. Mshimukano dilola bumaku.
Kingia Mvenda Yakapolo Boshi, Nikusumbo Bajam Jokange, Isukidia mishikerela.
There is always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix.
And now, another song.
Kwako ila mimi mwenye moyo nimekuchagua na kutafuta nione sura yako na kutamani iwe karibu yako kama ni gari na mapenzi yawe taiti imbi dogi mami nishalinunua kama salamu hani wa ukinimisi ni vipi mimi nitakupigia na kutafuta nione sura yako Tajua haya kumbuka dogi mandogi nakupenda kinaja dogi mandogi nitakunda jioni kisile jioni penda majia najua kama penzi langu kwa kama moyo nikidonda haya kama penzi langu kwa nguvu za kiganga haya kumbuka dogi mandogi nakupenda kinaja dogi mandogi nitakunda. Silenzio ni perenda.
brings a smile to your face, doesn't it?
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Me, I
Africa Music Mix.
No tastier recipe around the African Music Mix on VOA.
Illumina me, nana me, la brazo, illumina me. From Ghana. I want to send a shout out to all students of creative schools in Ghana to say congratulations to all of them. And then also Mr. Emmanuel Ankun of creative schools who teaches math in the junior high school. I want to say a big thank you to the African Music Mix of Voice of America. I thank all of them all.
وشوف حقيقة روحي فيك The music continues on VOA's Africa Music Mix.
Well, no, yeah, man. Kia me les conmigo.